With BookBeats, I'm Don Swain. Writer and comedian Fannie Flagg grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, and she says Southerners don't all talk alike.
The South is very much like England. You can tell exactly where somebody is from just by listening to them. We always kid because Mississippians have very Southern accents, much more so than Alabama. Everybody always questions their sanity.
Fannie Flagg's second novel, Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe, is centered around two women who operate a small-town cafe in the Depression years.
I am dedicated to a middle-class person who never gets written about, who never gets any kind of recognition. And to me, these are the real heroes.
Naturally, Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe is set in Alabama, where Fannie Flagg's father was a motion picture machine operator.
I grew up literally in the movies.
Sitting in the balconies of theaters. Then Fannie Flagg went into the Miss Alabama pageant.
For 7 years in a row, and never won.
Fannie Flagg drew on that experience 6 years ago with a novel called Coming Attractions, about a little girl who becomes Miss Mississippi. Her advice to contestants, never sit in a wicker chair before entering the bathing suit competition. Fannie Flagg loves Southerners because they are not afraid to talk to people.
My mother used to come visit me from Alabama, and by the time she got off the plane, she'd have 10 people lined up that she would introduce me to, and she would tell me who they were, what they did.
Fannie Flagg, your novel Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe, is now a McGraw-Hill paperback. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeats, I'm Don Swain. The novel by comedy writer and comedian Fannie Flagg, Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe, is a series of vignettes about two women who run a small-town restaurant. The stories start in 1985 and work their way back to 1918.
I wrote them separately, and I became personally so confused. So I took a clothesline and I strung it down one hall. I hung all these pieces of this book on a clothesline. I spent 2 or 3 months just walking down the halls looking at it, trying to figure out how in the world to get it all together.
Fannie Flagg's Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe has a huge cast of characters who drift in and out of a small-town eatery in Alabama. Blacks, of course, are not allowed to eat in the cafe, but the two women who run it defy white authority and feed the blacks at a reduced rate through the back door. Fannie Flagg recalls how things used to be in her hometown of Birmingham.
I can still remember on the streetcars when I was about 4 or 5 years old that there was a board that you would move where black people sat in the back of a bus. And I became very concerned with the fact that I could grow up in a situation like that and not really understand the enormity of it.
Fannie Flagg offers a collection of recipes at the back of the book.
The first thing I want to do when I go home is I want to have black-eyed peas, turnip greens, pork chops, everything that I grew up as a child, because it's very comforting.
Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe by Fannie Flagg is now a McGraw-Hill paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.